have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
And be glad in this beautiful Thursday morning. Hallelujah. I love to say that. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Can I say it now? Is the highest praise. So that's a great word. Don't let the devil trick you. It's some holy roller. some holy roller out there saying hallelujah. You know, some fanatic. No, don't let the devil trick you. Hallelujah to the Most High God. The highest praise that you can give. You have to out your mouth. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say, so. Praise him.
We've been talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he is, so that we remain unshakable through the fire when the fire comes. So we must have the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of his crucifixion, of his resurrection, of his ascension. We must have the revelation of Jesus Christ as the final authority to every situation, to every opinion. When you're dealing with a situation and such, like if you're calling an agency or you're inquiring about something, you're trying to get something resolved and you're talking to somebody and then you don't like what they're saying and then you say, let me talk to the supervisor or there's somebody else that, you know, your word isn't that you're telling them, you're basically your word is not the final authority. Let me talk to a supervisor. Let me talk to somebody who knows some solutions. They're able to have the authority to be able to propose different solutions that'll be more in the favor or be more accepted by you as a customer. So we must have the revelation that Jesus, he is the final authority. We must have the revelation, the confidence in what he has done. We're not talking about a low man on the totem pole. We're not talking about somebody who just came in and doesn't have much experience. We're talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, that he already foreknew, that he already went beforehand, that God already sent his son into the world, that whomsoever believeth in him may not perish, but have eternal life. That Jesus did not come into the world to condemn it, but that through Jesus Christ, that the world will be saved. How do we get to the Father? Through the Son. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the light of men. The light that is in Jesus Christ is that same light that we submit, we come up under, that arises over us, that gives us the ability to be unshakable through the fire when the fire comes.
And on this Thursday morning, we need to pull some example of people that have gone through the fire and they were unshakable. And so we want to pull from the example of three men that, you know, were tested. The genuineness of their faith.
And that's why they were tested, because of their faith. Because they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't bend, they wouldn't go along with the flow. Faith, the genuineness of their faith was tested. They said that they believe in God. They said they ain't fixing to do what the other people is doing. And the genuineness of your faith. Are you going to still be in faith when we turn this fiery furnace up? These degrees, are you the genuineness of your faith?
Thursday morning, we want to look at it. Because the Bible, you know, beloved, is very authentic. The Word of God is not fantasy. It's not a storybook. The Word of God is true yesterday, and it is true today, and it is true forever. I want us to get this revelation of the Word of God. It's not fantasy. It's not a story. It's not fictitious. It's reality. So it's real then, and it's real now, mm-hmm. and it's going to real hereafter. So let's go look mm-hmm. at it, mm-hmm. and that is real right now. Let's look at three guys. Dan, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So we're in Daniel chapter 3, and we are going to start at verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury at the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So what was the reason? Because they would not worship the golden image. They would not bow to the system of Nebuchadnezzar. And the furnace was now turned up purposefully, turned up seven times more than it was usually heated.
Because he was so mad. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't realize the genuineness of their faith. Mm-hmm. He thought they would absolutely go along with his foolishness, his idea. Yeah. So when those guys says no, he was so mm-hmm. mad at it. Who are you three guys? I am the king. Mm-hmm. And you are saying no to my God? I will show you.
Yeah, because it was the threat of it.
Yeah.
Then it was the turning up of the heat of it.
Yeah.
Then it was actually binding them to put it in. And they still, through that process, as it progressed, they still did not go along with bowing to the golden image.
Come on.
Their faith remained genuine.
Steadfast.
Yeah, because if something's genuine, it can't be counterfeit, right?
Yeah.
If it's genuine, it can't be counterfeit. It just is.
It just stays steadfast.
So something genuine doesn't turn
I love that.
Counterfeit.
Yeah,
that's all of something. Something genuine is just genuine. It speaks for itself. The genuineness of it, every test, it just passes. Every test, it passes. If somebody wants to counterfeit it, they have to make a fake replica of it. So something that's genuine doesn't change. It doesn't change to counterfeit. It doesn't change in form, appearance, or purpose. It's just genuine.
Dan, you just drop a revelation. Something dirty is just genuine. It doesn't change. Genuine doesn't change from genuine to ungenuine.
And something that's ungenuine can't change to genuine. It's either genuine or it's not.
God. Hallelujah. That's revelation on this Thursday morning.
So we're in Daniel chapter 3, and we're continuing in verse 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power.
No power.
The hair on their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God." So the genuineness of their faith was tested. The genuineness of their faith was tested, and they came out preserved.
When your faith, when it's genuine, this is what we got this morning. It will stand the test when it's genuine. Genuine is genuine. I can't get away from that revelation. It either genuine or it's not. There's no in between.
You can't make a cubic zirconian a diamond. It's either a diamond or a cubic zirconian.
This is so powerful, awesome, Diana, this morning. You either are a son of God or you not. You can't in between. You either save or you not. That's just the revelation. You can't in between. You either save or you not save. And we use those words because we understand what it means to be saved. To be saved is to be saved by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Save us from destruction. Save means I'm saved from that fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was saved from that fiery furnace by, and Nebuchadnezzar says it. The fourth one is like the Son of God that saved them.
So it proved 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, that it's tested by fire, but may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So they were tested by fire. The men were thrown in the fiery furnace. They were tested by fire. The genuineness of their faith was tested by fire. And they prevailed. They were found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Nebuchadnezzar, he said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. In verse 26, he said, "You're the servants of the Most High God. Come out and come here." The genuineness of their faith was tested by fire, and it was found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Nebuchadnezzar had this revelation in the book of Daniel. He said he's like the Son of God. The Son of God had not come into the world in the fleshly form yet. This is back in the book of Daniel. So he said that the fourth is like the Son of God. So just know you are never in the fire alone. There is always a fourth man in the fire, and you will prevail. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio.